This document is called the NHS Constitution. The NHS belongs to us all, and it's for England, and this document's dated the 27th of July 2015, published by the NHS.
Page 2.
The NHS belongs to the people. It's there to improve our health and well-being, supporting us to keep mentally and physically well, to get better when we're ill, and, when we cannot fully recover, to stay as well as we can to the end of our lives. It works at the limits of science, bringing the highest levels of human knowledge and skill to save lives and improve health. It touches our lives at times of basic human need, when care and compassion are what matter most. The NHS is founded on a common set of principles and values that bind together the communities and people it serves, patients and public, and the staff who work for it. This constitution establishes the principles and values of the NHS in England. It sets out rights to which patients, public and staff are entitled, and pledges which the NHS is committed to achieve, together with responsibilities which the public, patients and staff owe to one another to ensure that the NHS operates fairly and effectively. The Secretary of State for Health, all NHS bodies, private and voluntary sector providers supplying NHS services, and local authorities in the exercise of their public health functions are required by law to take account of this constitution in their decisions and actions. References in this document to the NHS and NHS services include local authority public health services, but references to NHS bodies do not include local authorities. Where there are differences of detail, these are explained in the handbook to the Constitution. The Constitution will be renewed every 10 years with the involvement of the public, patients and staff. It's accompanied by the handbook to the NHS Constitution to be renewed at least every 3 years, setting out current guidance on the rights, pledges, duties and responsibilities established by the Constitution. These requirements for renewal are legally binding. They guarantee that the principles and values which underpin the NHS are subject to regular review and recommitment, and that any government which seeks to alter the principles or values of the NHS, or the rights, pledges, duties and responsibilities set out in this constitution, will have to engage in a full and transparent debate with the public, patients and staff.
Page 3.
1. Principles that guide the NHS. 7 key principles guide the NHS in all it does. They are underpinned by core NHS values, which have been derived from extensive discussions with staff, patients and the public. These values are set out in the next section of this document. 1. The NHS provides a comprehensive service available to all, irrespective of gender, race, disability, age, sexual orientation, religion, belief, gender reassignment, pregnancy and maternity, or marital or civil partnership status. The service is designed to improve, prevent, diagnose and treat both physical and mental health problems with equal regard. It has a duty to each and every individual that it serves and must respect their human rights. At the same time, it has a wider social duty to promote equality through the services it provides and to pay particular attention to groups or sections of society where improvements in health and life expectancy are not keeping pace with the rest of the population. 2. Access to NHS services is based on clinical need, not an individual's ability to pay. NHS services are free of charge, except in limited circumstances sanctioned by Parliament. 3. The NHS aspires to the highest standards of excellence and professionalism in the provision of high-quality care that is safe, effective, and focused on patient experience, in the people it employs, and in the support, education, training, and development that they receive, in the leadership and management of its organisations, and through its commitment to innovation and to the promotion, conduct, and use of research to improve the current and future health and care of the population. Respect, dignity, compassion and care should be at the core of how patients and staff are treated, not only because that's the right thing to do, but because patient safety, experience and outcomes are all improved when staff are valued, empowered and supported. 4. The patient will be at the heart of everything the NHS does. It should support individuals to promote and manage their own health. NHS services must reflect and should be coordinated around and tailored to the needs and preferences of patients, their families and their carers. As part of this, the NHS will ensure that, in line with the Armed Forces Covenant, those in the Armed Forces, reservists, their families and veterans are not disadvantaged in accessing health services in the area they reside. Patients with their families and carers, where appropriate, will be involved in and consulted on all decisions about their care and treatment. The NHS will actively encourage feedback from the public, patients and staff, welcome it and use it to improve its services.
Page 4.
5. The NHS works across organisational boundaries and in partnership with other organisations in the interest of patients, local communities and the wider population. The NHS is an integrated system of organisations and services bound together by the principles and values reflected in the Constitution. The NHS is committed to working jointly with other local authority services, other public sector organisations and a wide range of private and voluntary sector organisations to provide and deliver improvements in health and well-being. Number 6. The NHS is committed to providing best value for taxpayers' money and the most effective, fair and sustainable use of finite resources. Public funds for healthcare will be devoted solely to the benefit of the people that the NHS serves. Number 7. The NHS is accountable to the public, communities and patients that it serves. The NHS is a national service funded through national taxation, and it is the government which sets the framework for the NHS and which is accountable to Parliament for its operation. However, most decisions in the NHS, especially those about the treatment of individuals and the detailed organisation of services, are rightly taken by the local NHS and by patients with their clinicians. The system of responsibility and accountability for taking decisions in the NHS should be transparent and clear to the public, patients and staff. The government will ensure that there is always a clear and up-to-date statement of NHS accountability for this purpose.
Page 5.
Part 2, NHS Values. Patients, public and staff have helped develop this expression of values that inspire passion in the NHS and that should underpin everything it does. Individual organisations will develop and build upon these values, tailoring them to their local needs. The NHS values provide common ground for cooperation to achieve shared aspirations at all levels of the NHS. Working together for patients. Patients come first in everything we do. We fully involve patients, staff, families, carers, communities and professionals inside and outside the NHS. We put the needs of patients and communities before organisational boundaries. We speak up when things go wrong. Respect and dignity. We value every person, whether patient, their families or carers or staff, as an individual. Respect their aspirations and commitments in life and seek to understand their priorities, needs, abilities and limits. We take what others have to say seriously. We are honest and open about our point of view and what we can and cannot do. Commitment to quality of care. We earn the trust placed in us by insisting on quality and striving to get the basics of quality of care, safety, effectiveness and patient experience right every time. We encourage and welcome feedback from patients, families, carers, staff and the public. We use this to improve the care we provide and build on our successes. Compassion. We ensure that compassion is central to the care we provide and respond with humanity and kindness to each person's pain, distress, anxiety or need. We search for the things we can do, however small, to give comfort and relieve suffering. We find time for patients, their families and carers, as well as those we work alongside. We do not wait to be asked because we care. Improving lives. We strive to improve health and well-being and people's experiences of the NHS. We cherish excellence and professionalism wherever we find it, in the everyday things that make people's lives better as much as in clinical practice, service improvements and innovation. We recognise that all have a part to play in making ourselves, patients and our communities healthier. Everyone counts. We maximise our resources for the benefit of the whole community and make sure nobody is excluded, discriminated against, or left